In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, the requirement of paying zakat is an obligation. Muslims are bound to follow that obligation because it is something which is declared as fard, as obligatory, involuntary. However, zakat has its own purpose, which through giving zakat, it serves to follow, to pursue. The purpose is to purify. That indeed is also the purpose of all injunctions of the Almighty. He wants us to be purified. He wants us to be cleansed so that on the Day of Judgment, we are declared as qualified and deserving to enter the paradise, which is the world, the beautiful world that the Almighty has created for only those people who will come with a purified soul. How does zakat enable humans to become purified? Well, the answer to it is this, that the Almighty has given us to live in this world of trial through various different aspects of the trial. We live in this world, we get attracted towards the glamour of this world, we are able to possess wealth, we are able to do many things through wealth, and therefore the love of this world manifests itself through the love of wealth. The more wealth one possesses, the more likely it is that we are able to do whatever we choose to in this worldly life. There is nothing wrong in loving this worldly life and loving wealth if it is something that we do within limits. When the love of this worldly life goes beyond limits, when it does not acknowledge and recognize the moral restrictions imposed by the Almighty, it is then that it becomes a hazard. It is then that it threatens the task, the requirement of getting purified. So that worldly life and its possessions are expressed in the form of wealth, which is desired by humans. The more we desire wealth, the less likely it is that we are going to serve the purpose for which we were created, and we will be drawn away from getting purified. The Almighty has required, therefore, that we continue to part with some part of the wealth that we possess and spend it in the way of Allah for the welfare of the fellow human beings and for the support and promotion of His message. When we do it, we cleanse our souls. We purify it by getting rid of the unnecessary, exaggerated love for this worldly life and the wealth that we possess. When we get rid of that love, then we find ourselves in a more balanced, a more purified situation from within. And that is how zakat enables us to get purified. The word zakat itself gives that meaning of purification. And if it is done properly, if it is done willingly, then of course that process of purification actually becomes more and more effective. The Almighty actually required the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, to do the process of purification on some of his companions through requiring them to spend in the way of Allah, so that when they spend their wealth in the way of Allah, they get purified. The Almighty says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Take out a portion from their wealth as sadqa. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. You do purification and cleansing through this process. So that zakat indeed helps us to ensure that our love for wealth, which is excessive, which is exaggerated, it is reduced, and we therefore become more purified. Zakat indeed also purifies the negative ill feelings that some people have for others. Indeed, if we are living in a society where the gap between the haves and the have-nots is huge, people who are poor They envy the rich. They hate them. They're jealous of them. And it gives rise to social evils. It gives rise to violence. People commit thefts. They commit robberies. At times they even kill people. Because there are some people who seem to be very rich, and there are others who are in a state of abject poverty. That difference, that huge gulf, gives rise to negative feelings. And zakat helps in purifying those feelings as well, in pacifying the negative tendencies amongst the poor people, because those poor people, when they would come to learn about the fact that their rich brothers are actually not spending everything on themselves, they are spending some part of their wealth on their fellow poor brothers, who in the process are more likely to be grateful to them, mindful of the fact that they are helping them out, and therefore the tendency of them to feel negatively about others is going to be reduced, and the tensions in the society are going to be lessened. So that zakat, or spending in the way of Allah, is a process which helps the individual as well as the society. It helps the individual in purifying his feelings, in purifying him from getting excessively involved in the love and obsession of the worldly world. And on the other hand, it also helps other individuals of the society who get directly helped through zakat to feel more positively about the brothers, the people who have enabled them to come out of their difficulties. May the Almighty enable us to understand the basic purpose and philosophy of His religion, and may He enable us to get involved in doing what is desired of us to the best of our abilities.